Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to K-Frog.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Are you getting stressed out? Are we in crunch time now?
We're in crunch time, but I'm not stressed. I'm not stressed. I'm fooling myself. I'm not stressed.
What I love about the Auto Club Speedway, it's like every time race time rolls around, you guys always bust out the cool new thing. What's going to be new this year for race weekend?
Well, this year, I mean, March 17th is a double whammy. You know, you got St. Patrick's Day, you got the Auto Club 400. We've got so many cool things we're working on. You know, for the first time, we're actually, I mean, this fans are going to want to be in their seats because the start of the race, the pre-race is going to be incredible. We're going to actually line up the Monster Energy Cup Series drivers five wide prior to the drop of the green flag as a salute to kind of the Saturday night short tracks, but it also pays homage to kind of our signature racing style of flat out and five wide. So they've done four wide salutes before, but as far as we know, they've never done a five wide salute. So they'll be lined up five wide, and you know, the fans are going to have to get up and wave everything they've got and show them their support. So it'll be pretty cool. You know, we're looking forward to that part of it.
That sounds awesome. Just to piggyback off that, for someone who's never been to the Speedway, just elaborate a little bit on how fun it is to spend a full day there.
Well, it starts early in the morning. I mean, just the hype. I mean, there's such a buildup to the race. The race will start at 12:30 in the afternoon. The green flag will drop. The gates open at 7, so, excuse me, there's so many things to do. We've got entertainment happening in the van zone. Lefty's Fun Zone for the kids is going off. There's musical entertainment. We've got country acts. We've got pop acts. We've got our grand marshals who are going to be Motley Crue. So that's in and of itself is pretty cool. I listened to a lot of Motley Crue when I was younger, so that should be fun. But it's a whole day, and it just builds and builds and builds. And, you know, when we get to pre-race time, that's why I say fans need to be in their seats, because at that point, you know, if you don't have goosebumps, something's wrong. And that's even before the green flag even drops.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up Motley Crue, because I was definitely going to ask you about that. Who gets to make the decision on who the Grand Marshal is? Is that you?
We work with NASCAR, and we work with our team here. Obviously, you know, we look for things that make sense from a timing perspective. You know, Motley Crue's got a Netflix film coming out called The Dirt, and that's coming out at the end of March. So the timing, I believe it's March 22nd, that comes out on Netflix. So, you know, the timing for them is perfect, and it's great for them to be in market. So some of the cast will be here, as well as the band itself.
When race day does come around, do you have to stay neutral, or is there one guy that you're normally rooting for?
I stay neutral. I you know, as much as I'm a race fan and I grew up around short tracks, you know, so it's kind of cool to have this short track theme this year. But I'm a fan at the end of the day. But on race day, I'm making sure that our fans have a good time, and I get to see some of the race, but I'm typically moving around and popping my head into suites and actually going into the stands. And I sit in the stands sometimes and walk through the stands and see fans and just make sure everybody's having a good time. So, you know, it's great because you get positive feedback. You also get some things that we can work on. You know, it's a big event, and I've been doing this for 22 years, and we've never had a perfect event. There's always things that you can do better. So, you know, I like to listen to the fans and hear what they have to say, and hopefully it's something that we can adjust and make their experience even better for them.
You know, we have had a lot of rain lately. Do you think rain is going to affect this race? And if so, what are the plans for that?
Well, here's how rain affects this. Rain, in my opinion, right now is greening everything up. The clouds are wringing out all the rain that they got prior to March 17th, and we're going to have a beautiful weekend for racing. So, you know, the best case scenario would still be that we still have some snow-capped mountains, because there's not much better scenery here if you have a clear day, and we've got snow-capped mountains and sunny racing here in Southern California. So, you know, the rain is going to hold off for our race, and right now we're getting it, which is good because it's greening everything up.
Was that a little prayer? Were you like, listen to what I'm saying, no rain on this weekend?
There will not be any rain. No, we think positively.
Okay, with it being on March 17th, will there be any green beer?
Of course.
Yes!
Yes, yes, we will have green. There's going to be some green merchandise as well. So I just approved a shirt that they're going to be selling for St. Patrick's Day. That's a racing themed shirt that'll be green as well. So yeah, we've got our thumb on it, and you know, I'm sure the infield, our infield folks,
yeah,
will definitely be greened out on their bicycles and everything else they got going in there. The infield is sold out, but we're still selling tickets. So you know, it's going to be fun. It's always a party in the infield, especially when it's St. Patrick's Day and race day.
Heck yes.
Well, when Kelly and I come out there and we see you and you're not wearing green, you're going to get pinched.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, then now you got it. Now I'm in a dilemma.
Tickets still on sale. Grab yours now. AutoClubSpeedway.com. Big thank you, Dave Allen. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on. It's always good to talk to you, and super stoked to have you guys and all of our fans out here for the race. Should be fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.